to make himself hypoglycemic and create attention, bring attention to himself. And I took away all his insulin from him, but even so, he continued to go hypoglycemic. And, of course, I thought of other diseases like Addison's disease and celiac disease. But then I think one of the other adolescents did tell me that he thought that this boy was disappearing into the toilets and injecting himself with extra insulin, despite our close attention. When we arrived back in London after that trip, I admitted the boy back into Great Ormond Street, where his consultant, a very experienced paediatrician, told me some months later that he was pretty sure that this boy had been manipulating his diabetes like this because he'd done it before. But that was a very eye-opening experience on how some young people find diabetes so very difficult that they are forced into a situation when they manipulate the diabetes to gain attention for themselves. Now, the diabetic camps I will talk about in a minute, but when I arrived in Leicester, there was already a parent support group. I had tried to set one up in Exeter, as mentioned previously, but Hilary Hernshaw, who was John's wife, and John set up a parent support group in 1975. I think it was one of the first parent support groups in the UK, and even now there are rather few active parent support groups of Diabetes UK. But the one that I was introduced to in 1979 was already pretty active and met on a monthly basis to have educational talks and social activities together, and I was very impressed with this, and took over as president of this group, I think, in the early 80s when John Hernshaw withdrew as, or retired as president. And after I had been on several British Diabetic Association national camps and holidays, I became a little critical and disillusioned, because I thought, here we are looking after these children on holiday for 2 weeks and putting in a huge amount of effort into helping them, getting to know them, really becoming very attached to them in many ways, and then they disappear to their own clinics all over the country and we'd never see them again. And so I thought that it would be best to have a local camp or holiday. And so in 1983, I went off to America for the summer holidays with my family, and we visited four or five different American camps of different types. Some were just day camps, some were two-week camps, some were six-week camps, I think, and got a flavour of how they were running their camps and holidays in America. And so I came back in 1983 and I said to the chairman of our parent support group in Leicestershire, what about a local camp? They took this up with tremendous enthusiasm, and I remember visiting a few facilities here in Leicestershire to see where we could hold our camps, and came across the most wonderful facility in Leicester called Quorn Hall, which is near the town of Loughborough, that is owned by our education authority, and it is a residential house, an old Georgian house with nice dormitories built onto the back, where I realised we were able to stay for a few days with our children with diabetes. And so we set up in 1984 this residential holiday for children with diabetes in Leicestershire. Let's have a break.